When NPR's longtime health reporter Julie Rovner changed jobs recently from NPR to Kaiser Health News, she found herself dealing with an issue that she'd been covering, switching health plans. Both NPR and Kaiser use Cigna, but even so, it turned out that making the switch was more complicated than she expected. Julie Rovner is with us to explain. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Jeremy.
So you posted on Facebook that you'd gotten two contradictory letters, both from Cigna, on the same day. Tell us what they said.
That's right. The first one, of course, was my notice of continuous coverage from NPR. And this is a notice that every insurer has to send out, assuming you've had coverage, that says this is your certificate that you've been covered and you need to hang on to this.
Yep.
Among other things, people will need it next year when they file their taxes to make sure that they've had coverage. But for purposes up until now, it's to prove that you've had coverage. So when you go to new coverage, you won't get hit with a pre-existing condition exclusion. The other one, ironically, was a notice of a pre-existing condition exclusion.
Also from Cigna.
Also from Cigna, that said, hey, we can't find any evidence that you've ever had health insurance coverage, so we're going to give you a one-year pre-existing condition exclusion.
Why did they send these? How did that make any sense?
Of course it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, it's ironic because I was going from Cigna to Cigna, same health insurer. It got even more ironic because I was able to sign on to the Cigna website with my old sign-on, my old password, and they were able to, they said, wait, processing, and they migrated directly to my new coverage. So with my old NPR password, they migrated to my new Kaiser coverage and said, here, do you want a copy of your new temporary ID card? So Cigna's website knew that I'd had previous and now current coverage with Cigna, but they had sent, nevertheless, these two contradictory letters.
And what's the end result of that, by the way? If you were getting that and you had no idea what was going on, do you not have coverage then as a result?
Well, you do have coverage.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that this said is that you would have a one-year waiting period to cover any pre-existing conditions for which you'd sought coverage in the previous 6 months. And this goes back to HIPAA, to a 1996 law that basically got rid of pre-existing condition exclusions if you have had what's called a break in coverage of more than 63 days, hence the first letter, this notice of continuous coverage. So for most people who go from coverage to coverage, there had been no more pre-existing condition exclusions, and that's why the first letter came, that you could show to your new insurer and say, hey, I've had coverage, so you can't do this to me. And that's what that first letter was for. So that has existed before the Affordable Care Act.
Now, you're a healthcare reporter getting these letters. You know all of this stuff. A lot of people probably get these letters and have no idea what to do.
That's right. And I think a lot of people who would have gotten this letter that said, hey, you have a pre-existing condition exclusion, wouldn't have realized that if they were coming from previous coverage, that it doesn't apply to them. So that's the first important thing. But the second important thing is that, as several people noted when I put this on my Facebook page, it said, hey, wait a minute, I thought pre-existing condition exclusions were made to go away by the Affordable Care Act.
And aren't they?
Well, yes and no. They are, with very, very few exceptions. So I actually had to backtrack and say, wait a minute, how could they even send this letter? Because pre-existing condition exclusions are gone as of January 1st. And it turns out that they're not exactly gone as of January 1st. They are going away as of January 1st. It turns out that if you go back to what the law says, it says they are going as of plan years that start January 1st and thereafter. So what it means for group health insurance plans is that as these plans renew, then the pre-existing condition exclusions have to go away. So in the case of Kaiser's plan, it's going to renew on September 1st. So as of September 1st, there'll be no more pre-existing condition exclusions. And again, to reiterate, these are only for people who've had a break in coverage. But I asked one more question, which is what happens if someone has had a break in coverage, gets a pre-existing condition exclusion, and then the plan renews and it goes away while they're in the middle of that? Do they have to wait out the whole year?
Yeah.
The answer is no, by the way. So when the plan renews and the exclusion goes away, so does that pre-existing condition exclusion. I indeed talked to someone at Cigna who said that by the end of the year, obviously all of their plans that have these, they'll all be gone. And that's true for all group health plans. The only plans that can keep these are grandfathered individual plans. So people with their own individual coverage whose plans have not changed since the law passed in 2010, those are the only plans that can maintain exclusions on pre-existing conditions.
So just to be clear, what is the bottom line here for people with pre-existing conditions?
Bottom line for people with pre-existing conditions is that no health plan sold or renewed after January 1st, 2014 can have any exclusions for pre-existing conditions, except, as I just mentioned, those plans for individuals, people who buy their own coverage, that are grandfathered, that have not changed changed since the law was passed in 2010.
Now, these are to be expected, I guess we should say, growing pains as we adjust in this country to the Affordable Care Act and all that it means. It's a big bill. It has a lot of different parts of it. And I'm sure that there will be things that are confusing and stressful. But do you expect that's going to improve at some point, that it won't be like that?
Yeah, this is still part of a phase. And I have to say, even the spokeswoman at Cigna said she learned something looking into this. I certainly, you know, I had forgotten, and it's, you know, I knew obviously immediately when I got the letters, I knew they weren't right because I knew what the previous law had been. And then I forgot sort of with the overlay of the ACA. It's confusing. And I've obviously been covering this from the beginning. So clearly people who don't know a lot of these things, you know, need to ask questions. But right now, as I mentioned, it is a rolling phase in of these things. Things are changing. But definitely if you get something that doesn't look right, you should ask questions.
What's your takeaway from this experience? Because when I saw your Facebook post, I thought to myself, wow, here's somebody who has been covering just the nuts and bolts and all of the little details of this healthcare law. Right now, seeing firsthand some of what it's like to deal with insurance companies, which, of course, I'm sure you know, it can be very stressful for a lot of people. But this was a personal experience for you.
Oh, you know, I think everybody has their own personal experiences with, you know, dealing with health insurance companies. It can always be frustrating. I think for me, just the most frustrating part was when I called and said to them, hey, I've got these two letters. They obviously are in disagreement with each other. And the customer service rep said, can you fax it to me? And I said, really, honestly? She said, yeah, we have two different systems and we can't access one from the other.
Julie Rovner, formerly of NPR, now with Kaiser Health News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.